This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The Agriculture Department announced its plans to purchase about 11 million pounds of cheese to help food banks and pantries across the nation, reducing a cheese surplus that is at its highest level in 30 years. The $20 million purchase is expected to give relief to struggling dairy farmers who have lost about a third of their business since 2014, as well as needy families across the country. In a statement, AFBF President Zippy Duval said USDA's action will help alleviate the tough realities of the market and keep family farmers in business at a time when too many are leaving. More than 1,200 family dairy farms went out of business in 2015. We greatly appreciate USDA's taking this action to help our beleaguered dairy producers. The American Farm Bureau Federation recently shared with House and Senate leaders the organization's support for congressional revisions of the Antiquities Act to require that any presidential national monument proclamation be subject to National Environmental Policy Act review and congressional approval. Landowners, grazing permittees, and local governments should be fully involved as effective partners in any process to execute federal land use designations which restrict public use and access. The lack of local or congressional input and approval of a president's monument designation often generates significant controversy and economic hardship at the local level, AFBF wrote to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid, House Speaker Paul Ryan, and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. Proclaiming more new national monuments than any other U.S. president, President Obama over the last 7 years has used the authority provided by the Antiquities Act to lock up more than 3.9 million acres of land from multiple use or by designating land as national monuments. In an interview with NPR's Marketplace, Dale Moore, AFBF's Executive Director of Public Policy, explained why farmers and ranchers are so anxious for Congress to approve the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement. When it's fully implemented, we're looking at an increase of cash receipts for farmers and ranchers of nearly $8.5 billion annually. We're seeing about $5.3 billion increase in net exports for agriculture. More said of the PAC's expected benefits for U.S. agriculture. An in-depth Huffington Post article discussing agriculture's labor crisis quotes AFBF President Zippy Duval's warning about the crossroads the U.S. has come to. We're coming to a point where the American people need to make up their mind if they want to import their food or import their labor, Duval said in a media call organized earlier this month by the Partnership for a New American Economy. The article, U.S. Farmers Risk Losing Everything Because of Absurd Immigration Rule, also cites an AFBF news release from this spring in which the organization cautioned that H-2A delays were fast approaching crisis proportions, resulting in devastating crop losses for many growers. STEM is a hot topic in education these days, but moving forward with purposeful STEM instruction is easier said than done. Dr. Christopher Elliott, Director of STEM for Metropolitan Nashville Public Schools, addresses how agriculture may be the answer to bringing STEM instruction into context for students. Agriculture is a great option for teachers to engage students in STEM concepts in a way that directly and indirectly impact their lives. Dr. Elliott noted that in a recent blog post for the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture. The 10th annual Staunton FFA Alumni Tractor Ride will be held on Saturday, September 10th, beginning with registration at 7 a.m. in Livingston, Illinois at the Livingston Fireman's Park. Donuts and coffee will be served. Shirts and prepaid lunches will also be available at registration time. To guarantee your size is available, pre-order your shirt by contacting Stacy Slifka at 618-781-7435 and leave a message with your name and size. The ride will leave at 8 a.m. and embark on a country cruise with a pit stop and snack before ending in New Douglas, Illinois at the car show. There they will. The participants will have lunch before heading back to Livingston. They will also be selling scholarship raffle tickets and 50-50 tickets as well. The Staunton FFA alumni thank you for support, and they hope to see your smiling face. Families are invited to enjoy a fun-filled day down on the farm at the Magic House's Fall Farm Festival on Saturday, September 10th, from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Meet local farmers, check out a real tractor, participate in agricultural activities, and get up close and personal with live farm animals. The Fall Farm Festival is made possible by the Missouri and Illinois Farm Bureaus and is free with museum admission. For more information, visit www.magichouse.org. Do you know how to recognize the warning signs of a stroke? If you or someone you know is experiencing any of these symptoms, call 911 right away. It is important to seek medical treatment immediately. Those symptoms include sudden numbness, difficulty speaking, severe dizziness, loss of coordination, sudden loss of vision, sudden intense headache, and brief loss of consciousness. Protect your health by participating in the Lifeline Screening Health Screenings that will be at the Macoupin County Farm Bureau on Friday, September 9th. Through ultrasound, we will evaluate the carotid arteries for the buildup of fatty plaque, which is a leading cause of stroke. Register today for the Stroke, Vascular, and Heart Rhythm Package, which includes four screenings: carotid artery, abdominal aortic aneurysm, peripheral arterial disease, and atrial fibrillation. In order to register for this event and to receive a $10 discount off any package priced above $129, please call 1-888-653-6441. The 6th Annual Local and Regional Food Conference, which brings farmers and industry together to learn how to be engaged in meeting the demand for local and regional food, will take place on November 15th at the Pavilion in Marion, Illinois. The one-day event is a collaboration of the Illinois Farm Bureau and Southern Illinois Farm Bureaus, Missouri Farm Bureau, Kentucky Farm Bureau, Indiana Farm Bureau, Illinois Department of Agriculture, Southern Illinois University, University of Illinois Extension, Food Works, and Illinois Specialty Growers Association. This event is an opportunity for farmers and industry to convene and learn about the different local and regional projects that are taking shape and learn from experts in the industry. The event will be held at the Pavilion, 1602 Sioux Drive in Marion, from 9 to 5 on November 15th. Event registration is $25 for Farm Bureau members and includes all event materials and lunch. Due to limited seating, registration must be completed by November 10th. On-site registration is $40 per person. For more information and online registration, visit the Illinois Farm Bureau website at www.ilfb.org and click on the IFB News and Events tab. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.